So, sing Oh Hare Vaishnava Thakur. Oh Hare Vaishnava Thakur, Daya Rasa Gara, Edase Karuna Kori. Oh hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Daya Rasa Gara, Edase Karuna Kori. Diaparachaya Sadaheya Maya Tamara Cha Diapada Chaya Sadaheya Maya Tamara Charana Dori. Chaya Begadami, Chaya Dosha Shori, Chaya Guna Dehadase. Chaya Satsanga Dehaya Mare Bosechi Sangera Ase Ekaki Amar Nahi Pai Bolo Harinama Sankirtane. Tumi Tripa Kori Shradabindu Diya Deha Krishna Namadane. Krishna se tamara, Krishna dite para, tamara shakati ache. Krishna se tamara, Krishna dite para, tamara shakati ache. Amita kangala Krishna Krishna Boli Daitava Pache Pache. Amita Kangala Krishna Krishna Boli Daitava Pache Pache. Oh hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Daya Rasa Gara, Edase Karuna Kori. Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraja Kataria Asta Tarasatashish Jamadas Dwayne Grace Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariraja Kataria Asta Tarasatashish Jamadas Dwayne Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Jai. Samavita Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. So, read the translation. We got the same translation? Yeah, not the same. I'll read this one. O Venerable Vaishnava, ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities, the six, and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. They have the describes the different six? No? Okay. I do not, you have to find that, do your own research. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I am simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, Krishna. Go ahead. When Srila Prabhupada left Bombay last time for, I guess he was going to Rishikesh. We were running behind the car chanting Hare Krishna. So today is the blessed appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I have not qualifications for speaking on this, such a great personality. Srila Prabhupada said he is Vaikuntha man. Of course, being the spiritual master of our beloved founder Acharya, we can estimate what his great personality was. So I thought we were going to, one thing I was meditating on, Achyutananda, I have a lot of association lately, taking him here and there. He said that when he was doing this songs of the Vaishnav Acharyas, he said, I didn't have any very good voice, but because I knew what I was chanting, Jaya Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar. So it's very nice to understand a little bit about the these words of these songs and the prayers that we're offering. So I thought we would go over a little bit the pranam prayers to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we can speak something in between. We have them on the screen. I think this Vasudev was talking about how to the at Kurukshetra, how if someone does something in knowledge, you get better, more benefits than something if you're just doing something without any knowledge like that. So it's good to have a little bit of background. Actually, it's a cultural movement. Srila Prabhupada used to always say when we were in, that he was talking about how American money and Indian culture, Vaishnav culture, can save the whole world. So, what about the first one? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamane. This is a standard prayer that we use for, that I think many gurus say they also use, Krishna Prashtaya. Yes, thank you. So we're offering prayers in the morning, Mangalartik, Shakshad Dadi Twina Samasta Shastra, Uktastatabhavyateva Sadhvi, Kintu Prabhurya Priyavatasya, that the spiritual master, Kintu Prabhurya Priyavatasya, he's very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's also prayers there in the 11th canto, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan, Navamanyeta Karhichit, Namartya Buddha Suyeta, Sarva Deva Mayo Guru, that the spiritual master is the embodiment of all the devas, the demigods. Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, one should understand him to be non-different than myself. Navamanyeta Karhichit, one shouldn't think of anything else, that he's because that he's Krishna Prastaya. He's very dear to the Lord Krishna. Namartya Buddha Suyeta, that he's not an ordinary person. We shouldn't consider that as a Guru Shu Naramatir Sanaraki. This is the qualification of someone who's going to hell. Vaishnava Jati Bhuti. He considers the Vaishnavas according to a particular, according to their birth. And Guru Shunarambatir, that he's thinking of the spiritual master as the ordinary person. So then it goes on, Sri Barsha Bhanavi Devi, Daitaya Kripabde, Krishna Sambandha Vijnana, Dayane Prabhave Namaha. Sri Barsha Bhanavi, this is the another name for Prishabhanu Sute, or Srimati Radharani, Sri Varshabhanavi Devi. Dayata is the beloved of Srimati Radharani. Dayata means the beloved. Kripabdaye, ocean of mercy. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha. Kripa Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu, Kripabdaye, Kripa Nidhi. We have our God brother. These are different words for ocean. Abde, Sindhu, Nidhi. So he's an ocean of mercy. He appeared, actually, how he appeared, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one of his classes, that just like Advaitacharya called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he saw the very sad condition of human society, how they were so godless, they had no interest in God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Even those who spoke on the different scriptures, the devotional scriptures, they would never even talk about Krishna. They were talking on Bhagavad Gita without, Srila Prabhupada complained like that they'd want to take Krishna out of the Bhagavad Gita, or how we have want to have Ram Raja without Ram. This is the mentality of the Ravana class of men. They want to have God, the kingdom of God without God. So in this way, just as Advaitacharya, because of that sad condition of human society at that time, he called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear because he felt he had no strength to alleviate the condition of the society. So similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he thought that there is no hope for the society, that only if he prayed like that to Lord Krishna, only if you send your dear servant that you can that he can do something to alleviate this condition of human godless human society. So that was, they have, one book is there, Ray of Vishnu, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared on this February 1874 in Jagannath Puri, and he had very amazing appearance. He had this umbilical cord, just like a Brahma Sutra around his chest, across his chest. And that was in February. Then this Rath Yatra festival was in July, like that, July. And when they're, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the father of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was that time the district magistrate, and he was in charge of the Jagannath temple. So he had access, very nice access, when their Jagannath Rath Yatra cart was coming. He could bring the child. They brought the child up to the Lord Jagannath for his blessings, and the garland from Lord Jagannath fell on the child, Bhaktisiddhanta. So he could understand that this was not an ordinary child, how all these different symptoms of great personality that are described in Nectar of Devotion, 32 different bodily symptoms. Srila Prabhupada used to say that the face is the index of the mind. So similarly, there's different features, deep voice, deep navel, different things, short, different bodily parts. So all these symptoms were there in the form of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So anyway, this is Kripa Abdaye. He is an ocean of mercy. And Krishna Sambandha Vijnana means the, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood the Vedic literatures were divided into these three different categories, the Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So here it's described that the Sambandha means the relationship. What is our relationship with Krishna? What is our relationship with this material world and with each other? Krishna Sambandha, particularly the... What is the living entity's relationship with Krishna? Of course, that is just very succinctly described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera Surupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das, servant of Krishna. So, Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayini Prabhavena Maha, that he's giving this information to, he's giving this information because he's Kripabdaye, an ocean of mercy. Without Krishna consciousness, just like Mukhi was reading about how there's no need for any reformer, but there is only one need, because what is that? Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Krishna, this everything is perfect and complete as he's created this world, perfect and complete. But there is, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that there is one thing that is missing in this world. That is the Krishna consciousness. So this Krishna Sambandha Vijnana, this information of that relationship with Krishna, Dayine Prabhavenama, he's giving to the world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayata Das, which is another name for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He was born with this name, Bimal Prashad. There's a temple of Bimala Devi inside the temple of Jagannath, because he was born in Jagannath Puri. As we said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was the magistrate. So he gave that name, Bimal Prashad, because it's just like all the offerings that were given to Jagannath, they Chapan Bhog, they give 456 offerings to Lord Jagannath. All that offering, after it's being offered to Jagannath, is given to Bimala Devi. And Bimala Devi also, we have in Vrindavan, that Bimala Devi that is there in Kamyavan, Bimala Kund is there. So in the same way that Jagannath Prasadam is given to Bimala Devi, he's giving this prasad to the whole world. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayini. He was favored by Srimati Radharani, and who is the ocean of transcendental mercy and the deliverer of the science of Krishna. So in this way, next verse is there, pranam prayer is Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. That this Madhurya, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came for giving this opportunity for everyone. Madhurya Ojvala Premadya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. That this, the translation is, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the personified energy, Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti, is the personified energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is described as the Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. He's the personification of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And why is that? Because Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida, he's giving bhakti, this suffix da, that's artha da. We say that the human body, Prahlad Maharaj says the human body is artha da because it gives one the benefit. It gives one some meaning that he, but through this material body, the human body particularly, one can attain the ultimate goal of life. So here is Bhakti Da that he's giving Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, came to taste this transcendental rasa of Madhurya, the transcendental conjugal affairs between Radha and Krishna. And Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, he understood this meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. He understood all the secrets behind it. So therefore, we offer our prayers to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam, that he's, that Sri Chaitanya Mana, the Abhishtam, the transcendental, the inner desire, I think to describe, translated as inner desire, Manobhishtam, Abhishta, that was the desire of his mind. He's giving Stapitam Jena Bhutale, that he's given this, he wants to establish this throughout the world. So, of course, externally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had desire, what is that? Prithiviti Ache Jata Naragarari Gram Sarvatra Prachara Haribi Maranam. He wanted the Sankirtan movement spread throughout the entire world. And this was the external process. And then the internal is there that Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karunya Avatarna Karun, that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving also this something that is not accessible in other times and places like that. He is giving this delivers devotional service enriched with the conjugal love of Shri Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. This is the contribution of our acharyas, especially Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has offered obeisances in this way. That Madhurya, the Ujvala means the brilliant prema, premadya, enriched with. He's giving Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. He's the, therefore we are offering obeisances unto him like this. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the personified energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, who delivers devotional service enriched with conjugal love of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the last prayer is there, Namaste Gauravani Sri Murte. Gauravani is the transcendental message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Murti, that he's the personified form of these instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore Dina Tarini, he's our Dina Bandhu in Vrindavan, our old friend. Dina means fallen persons, and Tarini means one who delivering. So this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, because he's the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, he's Dina Tarini, he's deliverer of the fallen. And then again, it's Rupa Nuga. Rupa Nuga, this is our line. Rupa, we're trying to become Rupa Nuga's followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. But here it says Rupa Nuga Viruda, that something is against. Viruda means against. Yeah, that's what it says. Upasadanta. What is that? Upasadanta. Something is against the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Upasadanta. Dvantaharini. Dvantaharini means sees the darkness of things that are opposed to Rupa Goswami's line. Harine means to take it away. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he listed 13 of these upasampradayas there that are just described. Owl, bowl, kartabaji, the saki beki, prakriti sahajas, and the jati gosais, and smart brahmins. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, it says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are the personified teaching of Lord Chaitanya, who are the deliverer of the fallen souls. You do not tolerate any statement against the teachings of devotional service enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. These are anything against the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't tolerate. He wrote things like that. We had some chance to do two of his books, Brahman Vaishnav, where he defeated because at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, this was India was under the reign of the rule of the British, and the Vaishnav society, practically from the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very prominence of the bowls and the prakriti sahajas and the smarta brahmins and the jati goshais. The Vaishnavas didn't have very good reputation at that time. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came on the scene, and he was such a learned scholar. You're reading his works in English, you have to have a dictionary by your side, because he was such an erudite scholar, and he used such high language that even the British speakers of India like that, had to be impressed. So anyway, he wrote particularly a book about Brahman Vaishnav, where he established because smarta brahmins, they said that devotional service can only be understood and practiced by someone who was born in a Brahmin family, and that was their prerogative to teach devotional service. You couldn't worship Shalagram Shila unless you were born in a Brahmin family. So Brahman Vaishnav, there was one, 3 days. There was some meeting arranged where the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came up with this. He established, didn't He didn't introduce something new. He established the actual position of the Brahmins and the compared with the Vaishnavas. Brahmano Vaishnava means it's a comparative analysis between the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Thank you. I can understand by the names of the different chapters, the chapters are Prakritijan, Kant, section concerning worldly people, describes the glories of the Brahmins. It's very interesting, he says that the first sentence, the pure tracts of land known as Aryavarta and Dakshinatya, which have existed since time immemorial, and which stretch from the eastern shore to the western ocean, and from the Himalayan mountains to the in the north down to the abode of the demons in the south, are presently known as Bharatvarsha. Being known since time immemorial as Karmakshetra, the field of fruitive activities, this Bharatvarsha is the land of various activities of innumerable expert fruitive workers. Sometimes the skies of Bharatvarsha are saturated with the sound of the rishis chanting Vedic hymns and the smoke emanating from the sacrificial fires. Sometimes the land of Bharatvarsha is soaked with the blood from battles between the demigods and demons. Sometimes demons are destroyed by the wonderful prowess of the incarnations of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes philosophers debate, poets compose sweet verses, scientists display extraordinary expertise, and in this way, the people of other countries are astonished on seeing these social and cultural arrangements. And in this way, various scenes appear in one's heart while reflecting on the land of Bharat. Then he says, in all these scenes, we see one community as the principal hero, the community of Brahmanas. So he glorifies the Brahmanas, but then he explains, because they're actually chapters describe Prakritijan. They're worldly people, materialists, because they, unless they're devotees. That was the next chapter. It's described Harijan Khand, whereas he contrasts the difference between the ordinary Brahmins who are simply, they're actually conditioned by the mode of goodness. Unless they're devotees, they have no sat karma nipanovit pro. Mantra, Tantra, Visharat, Vaishnava, Guru, Nasyat. They're not qualified to become gurus, even though they're very expert, Sat, Karma, Nipuno, and the different activities of a Brahman. What is that? Yajana, Yajana, Patana, Patana, Dana, Pratigraha. Giving charity, anyway. So, anyway, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wanted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. In his last days, he told him to establish Daivi Varnashram, to preach the devotional service, to develop Mayapur, and to publish books. As we said in this, couple times in this, in his pranam prayers, Dina Tarine, and Kripabdaye, he's an ocean of mercy. Therefore, he established this printing of books. This is one of his most important contributions, Srila Prabhupada. He was trained as a Vaishnava in his childhood, but he said that he got this activity of printing books from this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He got that activity from him. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a revolutionary preacher. This was described Acharo Acharya, the last one we did, where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he confronts the Jati Goshais. Jati Goshai means the one who is born in the so-called family of Advaita Acharya or Nityananda Prabhu. They're actually not born in the seminal family. They were born in the, they're coming in the disciplic succession, but they have line that they call themselves Goswamis without actually understanding the meaning of the word Goswami. Goswami means one who is controlling his senses by engaging Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, by engaging in the service of Krishna. This is the actual meaning. Goswami means master of the senses. So there's a class they have that they take that as their family title, Goswami, without understanding the actual meaning. So in this Acharo Acharya, he actually is not written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but by his followers. But in whatever biographies that are done about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's always mentioned, this book is mentioned that this book was, it says, in mid-1921, a much-publicized controversy helped the Gaudiya Math gain a solid foothold in East Bengal. Atul Chandra Chakravarti, a resident of Dhaka, who had initially opposed the Gaudiya Math preachers, changed his opinion after listening to their discourses and observing their pure habits and dedication. So he asked this Atul Chandra Chakravarti, he asked these 30 questions to, and he sent them to one of these Jati Gosais, one of the prominent caste Goswamis. And then he sent it to two of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's followers. And it says the questions and answers and the analysis were compiled in a book called Acharo Acharya. Its publication was a major step toward convincing educated Bengalis that the Gaudiya Math was bona fide. It had provoked an outcry from the religious businessmen whom it exposed. This is the, they've taken, the Jati Goshais are, they tried to take monopoly on the preaching of devotional service without actually, considered Kripa Sindhu or Dina Tarini. They were not very much interested in delivering people from their fallen condition as observed by Advaita Acharya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Other book is there is that we had one other book, Prakriti Rasa Satadushini. I think this is translated by our Dasarath Sutta Prabhu, where he exposes the faults of the Prakriti Sahajas, who take everything very cheaply and try to imitate the activities of a advanced devotee. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, as I mentioned here, he's seeing him sitting in a car, in the back of a car. So this was very revolutionary in his time. The sadhus, they were not expected, they didn't even carry, they didn't even wear sewn cloth, they didn't, what to speak of in riding in a car. Srila Prabhupada said that there's statements how one should never cross the ocean or he becomes fallen. He says if he doesn't take the airplane or cars, how he can move about and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has given by Srila Rupa Goswami, he preached this process of Yukta Vairagya by utilizing whatever, because everything in this world is a product of Krishna's energy, everything has to be utilized in his service. So he took up all these things, and even he went so far as for preaching purposes, when he was entertaining the governor, the British governor of Bengal, they were offering preparing for him non-veg meals when he came to Mayapur to attend some program, and he was ready to also roll the beedis for the workers building the temples like that. So he was very revolutionary in this way. He said that he told his preachers, if you can't fast on Ekadasi, just eat your normal food and go out and preach. He was not stereotyped in this way. I have to, this is called Rupa Goswami Niyamagraha. These Niyamagraha, the Niyamagraha and Niyamagraha, to become very much thinking only the rules and regulations without understanding the purpose behind them, is not the business of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava should understand what is the purpose behind this instructions that are given in the scriptures, and he should utilize them for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada made so many concessions when he came to America in order to carry on the preaching. They sent us out in vans and had to go here and there. This way, so many things were there. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, Krishna consciousness, just like the example is there of Govinda. That was one of my favorite examples, that Govinda, when he was serving Lord Chaitanya, he was massaging him. And after Lord Chaitanya took his meal, he lay down in the doorway and he said, I can't move. So he said, okay. So he had to cross over at Lord Chaitanya to massage his feet because that was his service. But when Lord Chaitanya awoke, he said, why you didn't go back to take your meal? He said, I can cross over you to perform my service of massaging your feet, but I can't cross over you to eat my meal. So this way, in the first service of the Lord, just like the famous examples of the gopis, how they ready to offer the dust of their feet to cure Krishna's headache. They're ready to go to hell. So the devotees, they're prepared to go to hell for the service of the Lord. Narayana para sarve narakutas janya bibhyati swargapavarga narakeshu. Narakeshu means to get ready to go to hell. And many devotees have gone to conditions. We had some opportunities to go to hell for the preaching of Krishna consciousness, hellish condition, hellish places that are. We had opportunity in Pakistan. We were preaching in the Bungi colony was there. The Bungis, they clean up everybody else, but they don't clean up after themselves because they're doing all the other time. So but there were Hindus. So they were receptive to the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now there's so many nice devotees there in Pakistan now. We've seen very happy to see that they're carrying on nicely, and they have big, big programs with so many people, hundreds of people coming. So that is the Rupanuga. This is follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami by, as Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, doing the needful. So, of course, there's other some other pastimes in Chaitanya and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, how he, from his childhood, when he was 3 years old, 4 years old, he took one mango that was not offered, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mildly rebuked him, and from that time on, he never, throughout his whole life, he never took another mango, because he said, I'm an offender. So, as we mentioned, how he was, they considered him just like a walking encyclopedia. He was so learned, his pastimes could be compared only with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young man, he was a scholar, and he would defeated the Digvijay Pandit, and on the street he would argue with some of his devotees sometimes, and he would establish one point, and then he would defeat the same point, and then he would reestablish it again. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as I mentioned, he was Bimala Prasad. He had different names, Bimala Prasad, then Barshabanabi, Devi, Dayatya Devi Das. And then he was, at the age of 15, he was given that Siddhanta Saraswati because he had, was a great astrologer, and he established some Surya Siddhanta. Later on, this bhakti was added to Siddhanta Saraswati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says shortly after he was initiated. Oh, there was another pastime I was going to mention about how, because of his preaching, because he was very so strongly preaching against these upasampradayas, because he was so strongly preaching against these caste Goswamis and the Jati Gosais, his preaching was so strong and effective that there was a plot to kill Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was a young man, when he was just starting his preaching in Gaudiya Mission. And one time a police constable came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and informed him that they had a plan to kill you. You have to be very careful. They came to me and they offered me 25,000 rupees to not say anything. Said, of course, we take some bribes sometimes, but for a sadhu, we're not prepared to do such thing. So, that was, Pragyan Keshava Maharaj took the dress of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and imitated him so that he could, Bhaktisiddhanta could escape. They were throwing bricks and stuff at their procession. So, anyway, if anyone has some, okay, we have some hands.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So you did mention something about Pakistan just now.
Yes.
So I just want to share that Pakistan has the record for the first country to take government's treasury money and print our Bhagavad Gitas.
Oh, really?
They printed 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas.
10,000 Bhagavad Gitas from the government?
From the government treasury. Not even India has done that.
Huh?
Not even India has done that.
Not even India has done that.
Yeah, so.
All right. That's nice. Good news.
So anyway, I just want to share that.
There was a report. I don't know if I confirmed or anything, but there was a report that Srila Prabhupada said that he would take the dust from someone who was any of his disciples that preached in the Muslim countries like that. We heard like that. Of course, we're not. Driver Graham had something to say? Question, comment.
Thank you, very nice. So Bhaktisiddhanta, he was a great reformer, and he was a no-nonsense guru, you know. So like you were reading something about Bharatvarsha.
Yes.
What scripture you read it from?
That's from this book, Brahman Vaishnav. This
but
is the
most,
beginning.
Most of the Puranas also established Bharatvarsha.
What?
I say most of the Puranas also establish the same description.
Yes.
As Bharatvarsha south of the Himalayas. And that would mean that all the other eight Varshas are within Asia. See? Which means that is one of the seven dvipas. So that's one of the dvipas. And all the other. So that would establish, you know, Ilavrita, Kim Purusha and everything has been on Asia.
Okay.
Sometimes, why I'm bringing this up really, because you hear many, many devotees saying that it's different planets and different things like that, but it's common sense. It's very simple to understand, you know.
Okay. Guru Prasad has something.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your class. Was there a need for Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj to preach in English? Because he was an erudite scholar, but why was he preaching in English for the British people? Or because he was in English?
Bhaktisiddhanta would preach in many languages. I mean, mostly he was preaching in Bengali. They had I was going to mention, because he established this printing press. He had his, their printing was in different languages. They had their Nadia Prakash, it was in Bengali. That was the daily paper. That was one thing I was going to mention, that I think when I, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, one of the first classes I heard Srila Prabhupada talking about how the Los Angeles Times, in Los Angeles, big newspaper every day. There was challenge that Mitra Sain Prabhu talked yesterday about this one great personality that came to ask Bhaktisiddhanta some question, and then he went out and did some service and came back. He said, "No, I've got my question answered." I think that. That personality was named Madan Mohan Malavya. He was a great, very prominent person. He established the Hindu University in Benares and some other things. I think he was a politician also. So he asked Bhaktisiddhanta, "How come you have a daily newspaper? How is this possible?" He says, "The Bhaktisiddhanta said he has so much news from one country and one small town in this world, what to speak of the spiritual world. So much news you can have. You can have unlimited information from the spiritual world, but where is the readership?" So Srila Prabhupada said like that. That was December 73 in Los Angeles. He was talking about how they have big newspaper every day and they keep very carefully and read it. But the spiritual world, the spiritual information from the spiritual world is unlimited. How can you imagine? So, what were you talking?
Well, I was just wondering if lots of the British people came to his lectures or classes.
Oh, whether he had one German disciple was there. That was also another very interesting story about how he came to Calcutta and he went to the different temples and he saw all the deities were doing, sitting in meditation or with some different weapons and everything. And he came to the temple of Radha Krishna, and he said, oh, this must be God. He's only simply playing flute, enjoying. He's not having any work to do. So he had disciples, Sadananda, I think was his name, or something like that. And, the point is that when our Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, came to him, the first thing he said, you're educated young man, why don't you preach this message of Krishna consciousness in the English language? So he wanted the Bhaktivinoda Thakur began by sending his book to different colleges in the world, to Canada and Montreal, Canada, and to, I think, Germany, they found some copy of that book was there, teaching life and precepts of Lord Chaitanya. So this way they wanted to fulfill this desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivityache Jatanagaradigram, to spread this Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. They wanted that, they had desire to do that. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he set up the whole foundation for our Srila Prabhupada so that he could do that. Because a Vaishnava religion at that time, when he started preaching, was very sad condition. They were known as sex monders, the Vaishnavas, sex mongers and debauchees like this. That was because there was not proper achar o acharya. This is the caste Goswamis. They were not. They did not have very achar means the behavior. Behavior. One's behavior has to be. What is that? Apani achari bhakti sikhaimu sabare. That one should practice what he preaches. This is what the acharya means. One has to, and then his preaching will be effective. If one practices what he preaches, then his words will have some meaning. Otherwise, hypocrites and duplicitous persons who wants to listen to them or pay much attention. You have to be proper example is better than precept, they say. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was introducing slowly like this to the English world. He wrote and spoke in English sometimes, and he used to also his theistic exhibitions were such that any language could understand. He made these dioramas and exhibitions and like that so that any sincere person could get some information. And this Krishna Sambandha, Vijnana, Daini, he's giving this that information of what's one's business in this world to everyone. And at whatever medium, books. He said, if I can sell the marble in the temple and print books, then it'll be better. Brihad Madranga. He coined that term, Brihad Madranga. The big method of preaching Krishna consciousness through the medium of book publication.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Dharmaraj Prabhu.
So the English media was actually first established by his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he actually started his own school. He was teaching English, English grammar and so forth. So
who was
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was teaching English?
Yes, and Jagannath Puri when he first...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, before he became a magistrate, he was a school teacher.
Okay.
So, and he started establishing, and then in 1986, he wrote in that same book, Lord Chaitanya...
1896.
That a person who would carry on this mission is probably already taken birth. So he was talking about Srila Prabhupada. So he had already predicted that the English media would be the media of mostly spreading Krishna consciousness. So he got that started, and his able son and disciple, Shiksha disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, took it up, and that's how he was preaching so much in English. And you also mentioned about the diorama, so I just want to mention it. Was it in 1932, 33? He actually did this huge exhibition of dioramas to present Krishna consciousness. And so large it was, it took up 1 square mile. It was a huge exhibition
that he was always
intent on preaching by these exhibitions. So just want to share that. Thanks.
Yes. I was thinking we could get some input, some of the things Srila Prabhupada quoted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some quotes that he, just like one line, like he said, this world is not fit for a gentleman. I remember some of these quotes that Srila Prabhupada quoted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Said the world is not fit for a gentleman. He said that also all of his disciples were capable of attaining Vaikuntha in one lifetime. And yes, he told us Bhaktisiddhanta is a Vaikuntha man. Yeah. Huh? All right. All right. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai.